Who's swinging first?
No-Shawn, how's he? No-Shawn, can you talk about No-Shawn and how he's doing?
And he's getting better every day, doing everything he can do to be ready to go on Sunday. He was in there today and worked in and out of the drills today and some of the team periods too. So, he's get like I said, he's not totally there yet, but he's getting better every day, and hopefully we'll have him ready to go on Sunday.
You anticipate him being ready?
I'm not going to predict that. Hope that everybody that was out there on the field today can play on Sunday.
How did Kyle do throwing, handing off?
Pretty good. Obviously, there's some a little bit of restriction, for a quarterback when you got something on your hand, but for the most part, everything was clean. And again, hopeful that everybody that was out there today will be ready to go on Sunday.
How does wearing a glove change quarterback does?
If it's, if your hand's big enough, which I'm sure that all our quarterbacks' hands are big enough, I don't really think it's just more about grip. If you can grip the ball well with a glove, then I think you can throw it well with a glove. I think most guys that have been around have done it in cold weather some, and it doesn't seem to bother them to put it on. And again, we'll make a determination on whether that's the smartest thing to do going forward based on how the week goes.
What's the determining factor for him and whether he's going to start? Is it his pain management? Is it how he looks in practice?
It's a combination of the healing process and then, how effective he can be. If he's able to be the most effective guy we got, then certainly he'll play.
Does the unknown impact how you split the reps at all?
Not really. This, particularly since we got a longer week, we can split them a little bit more across the board. We'd normally give our number two quarterback, a number of reps during the course of the week anyway, so it's not really unorthodox, And today it was, everybody kind of got reps today, so I don't think it's affected it that much.
How are Brandon Marshall's first two practices back to the team?
Fine. Did good. Is working back in and getting really familiar with what we're asking him to do, and we'll see how it goes.
How's his attitude been?
Great.
Can he make a significant contribution having missed the entire off season basically?
Absolutely.
In week one?
Sure.
I mean other guys won't have to come now.
Say it again?
If he makes a big impact, other guys won't have to come.
No, I think look, he's a good football player, and if he's ready to go and, we go through this week of practice and we feel like that's the direction that we should play, on Sunday, then certainly we all know what he can do as a football player, and it's a matter of getting acclimated to, enough of the game plan and him understanding what's going on, but, we'll see as we go through the week.
Can his presence just help be kind of a decoy and help the other part of the team?
I don't know. We haven't really played a game, with him out there yet, so I'm not exactly sure how somebody else is going to defend us if he's out there. So we'll see as we go here. We'll see if it makes a difference in somebody else's determination, whether they should do something different to our offense or not.
Josh, have you had a chance to talk to Richard Quinn? Any thoughts on that situation?
I have talked to Richard Quinn, but I'm not going to comment on that. We're going to support him and also let the legal process play out. And again, I'm not going to comment on that whole situation.
Josh, back to Brandon. Have you got a chance to talk with him one-on-one and see what the impact the 2 weeks off has made?
I've talked to him more than once. And again, we're looking forward to moving past this. And he's out there practicing hard, and that's what we're looking for.
How would you describe your relationship with him now as opposed to where it was 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. I mean, we have a good relationship. He comes here, he goes to work. I coach him, try to teach him as much as I can teach him. He's working hard on the field. What level our relationship's at, other than that, I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with our relationship. It's a player and a coach trying to get better and trying to help our team win. I think that's kind of where we're at.
Talk about Bonnie Holiday.
Yeah, Bonnie's got some familiarity with the system that we run, and we had him in earlier in the year. was coming off of a little cleanup, you know, in terms of a little procedure, and wasn't quite ready to do a, you know, a workout and all that kind of stuff. So brought him back in, stayed in touch, you know, and you know, I think it worked out for the best for everybody. He's excited to be here. We're excited to have him. I think he can help improve our depth on the defensive line. And, you know, he's obviously played that position. He's got some knowledge about how to play it, and I think that's helpful for some of our younger players too. We're finding out, you know, every day. I mean, I certainly don't think we can, you know, expect 70 plays out of him on Sunday, but you know, hopefully that'll get better every day that he's here and every day that he's out there. We're working him hard. You know, he's taking reps on the show teams, our defense, you know, trying to make sure that he's in as good a shape as he can possibly get himself in before the weekend. So we'll see. You know, we'll evaluate it, and certainly we don't want to put ourselves in a bad situation expecting a player that hasn't played or practiced a lot during training camp to play too many plays.
Does Kyle's club add more stability?
I have no idea. I don't. I mean, I don't have the answer to that. Yeah. I mean, if the injury is dealt with better with a glove on, then we'll, you know, have a more he feels that it's fine without it, and he's comfortable without it, then we'll go with that. I really don't know, you know, exactly how he feels.
Do you anticipate him starting?
I'm not going to say yet, because again, we're going to evaluate how this process goes. I mean, it'd be silly of me to say that now and then go back on it, or vice versa. So we're going to evaluate how that works this week with our game plan, with what we're going to do, with what we're asking the quarterbacks to do. And if he can do it and do it effectively, then he'll play.
How's Chris's health? And
he's doing fine. He moved around good today. I'm sure he's probably just a little sore here and there, but you know, he seems to be doing fine.
Because of a player's strength and weaknesses with Chris and Kyle and just different styles, would your preparation this week be any different?
No.
Knowing who's going to be that?
No. Their strengths and weaknesses are much more similar than maybe you're giving them credit for. And they both run the offense effectively, and both of them would be ready to go and operate the system and the game plan that we're going to run this weekend.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
Thanks.
Thank you.